What's wrong with us? Heart trouble.
Our heart is not clean and pure. We got heart troubles. We got darkness in our heart.
We'd rather do a little lying here, or a little cheating here, a little sleeping around here. Do you know what? God knows your heart, doesn't He? And you can't get by with nothing. When you leave, I don't go with you. But when I leave, who goes with me? God. He's with me 100% of the time. And He knows everything I say, everything I do, and He knows, He looks in, and He even views my heart. He knows what's in there. I don't even have to be doing something wrong. I can just be thinking about doing something wrong, and I'm guilty. And He said, well, if that's where you're going to be, that's okay. There's not going to be any power in your life. I'm not going to share my power with people that don't walk in obedience to my word. And I think that's why the church has so little power in it today. But next thing He says, turn from your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Now you notice what He said. Turn from your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps He will forgive your evil thoughts. For I can see that you are full of bitterness and you're held captive by sin. Now who's holding him captive? The devil. What does he have in his heart? Bitterness. Who is he bitter at? It doesn't say. But how many Christians you know? I mean, I can go back and I can think of the testimony that's on one of the DVD back there, the Miraculous Healings. Norma Garcia. You'll see her on there. Norma, the sweetest little lady. A grandmother. A great-grandmother. This woman, she said, my children, you could ask them, how about mother? Oh, mama, it's the sweetest thing. How about grandma? Oh, grandma's the sweetest little lady. We love her with all our heart. She said, if you'd ask anybody, what about grandma? She's a wonderful Christian. She goes to church every time the door's open. She helps everybody, does everything. But then why has grandma and mama been sick all of her life? Why has she had major surgeries? Why does she now have Parkinson's and lupus along with many other things? Somebody said, well, see, it's just one of those things. No, it was sin. I told her, I said, you got a sin in your life, and you're going to have to confess it to God. I said, what is your sin? She said, it's my hatred toward my dad. I've had bitterness and hatred toward my dad for what he'd done to me when I was a little girl. But no, she kept it all in and never told anybody. All those years, that hatred and bitterness, that she was the sweetest woman on the outside, but her heart was full of darkness. And it caused her to open the door to the demonic world. And she had numerous surgeries and sickness. And now she's got Parkinson's and lupus. When she walked down that aisle that night and said, I repent. I asked my father to forgive me, although he's dead. I forgive him. And I asked the Lord to forgive me for holding this bitterness against my dad and the unforgiveness I've held. I repent and I'll love him. Lord, I repent. I reached up and laid my hand on a woman shaking with Parkinson just like that, and God instantly healed her. And 4 or 5 years have gone by, and that woman has not been back to a hospital, not been sick a single time since that day. Now, what made the difference? Sin. But you know, if you'd ask her, or she told it herself on the tape. She said, if you'd ask my children or grandchildren, how sweet is mama? Does she have sin in her life? They'd all say, oh, no, my mama's the greatest mama there ever was. But see, they can't see her heart, can they? Who can see her heart? God can. And man, that opened the door to the devil. God knows your heart. You can be the sweetest little man, the sweetest little woman. You look me straight in the face and say, I love you. But inside you're saying, I hate this guy's guts. Guess what? God sees that. He knows that. And you want to be sick? Stay. Just stay there. It'll make you sick. It'll kill you. And not yesterday, we learned not only will it kill you, it'll kill your children. Many times we studied scriptures yesterday that if you don't walk in obedience to His word, I will curse you and your children. That's scary, isn't it? That ought to make every mom and daddy straighten their act up. Every one of us. Turn from your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps He will forgive your evil thoughts. Perhaps. Maybe.
For I, even I, can see that you're full of bitterness and held captive by sin. What's the boy got to do before he can get God to do anything for him? He got to get rid of that bitterness. You got to clean up that heart. Next verse. Pray to the Lord for me, Simon said. Now that sounds just like us. I can't do this. You do it for me. It's too hard for me. I don't want to have to study the Word. I ain't got time. You've done it. You paid the price. You pray for me so I can get healed. You know what, people come here? We paid the price. We pray the prayer of faith for them, and they get healed. And 2 to 5 years, they're back again. Need to be prayed for again. You know what they didn't do when they left here? They didn't get in the Word. They did not get in the Word. They got healed. Now who needs God? Oh, if I get sick again, I got a good insurance policy. I can come back to Dallas to the Living Savior Ministries. Thurman, he pays the price. God will heal me when he prays for me. Hey, don't bet on that. Because I'm not the healer. The King is. The King might say, huh, yeah, my son prayed for you last time and I healed you. But this time you didn't get in the Word. So when he prayed for you this time, I ain't healing you. You get in that Word and you become that girl I want you to become. Then I'll heal you. Because guess who's not the healer? Me. I just get to pray for you. Guess who looks upon our heart? The King does. And He knows. That's why some people, I mean, that's just like just the last few days. I had a woman, I prayed for her. She was in gross pain. She said, I came to your ministry a year ago and nothing happened. I said, well, you didn't get rid of your sin. She said, well, I think I did. I said, no, something wrong. I said, let's go through and let's start going through and see. I said, how about this and this and this? And I covered all kinds of stuff. Well, no. And then I said, unforgiveness. You got unforgiveness? You called her mother or dad? I guess I have got unforgiveness toward my dad. I said, okay, there's a good start. I said, repent. Ask God to forgive you. And then I said, how about anybody else? She said, the Lord just cooked my spirit, my sister. I've got unforgiveness toward her. I said, oh, okay. And so she got rid of that. And then we started to go on, and she said, oh, and the Lord just touched me about a woman. That I said, oh, you thought your heart was clean. That booger's filthy in there. It'd be just like you walking up and say, I come in the house, you know, and open the door, and the wind's blowing, and dirt and dust comes in, and somebody says, man, my house is clean. You say, yeah, that's before I opened the door. Now then the door will walk in, and there's dirt and crud everywhere. That must be what our hearts look like before God. You know that? He wants us to clean it up. So, you know, if you continue until you get all of their sins repented of, when they repent and you pray for them and they believe, what happens to people? They get healed. That's just the way it works. After testifying, but he says, pray to the Lord for me, Simon explained, that these terrible things won't happen to me. After testifying and preaching the word of God in Samaria, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, and they stopped in many Samaritan villages along the way to preach the good news to them too. Now, we're supposed to be stopping everywhere we stop. You and me as disciples are supposed to be preaching or proclaiming the word of God. But don't try to do something for Jesus if you haven't straightened your act up yourself. Don't go in and try to tell somebody about Jesus when you know you're living in sin. And if you ain't walking in love, forget it. He can't use you. He ain't going to use you until you come in line with the Word. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south. An angel of the Lord? You mean somebody talked to Philip? He heard a voice? But God don't do those kind of things anymore. Oh, yeah, He does. Just like that. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south down the desert road that leads from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he did. And just think, Philip didn't even argue, did he? See, he's way ahead of me. See, I would have had to do an argument. God, what do you mean go down there in the desert for, Lord? It's hot down there and ain't no air conditioning down there. That'd be us today, isn't it? Lord, I don't want to go down there. Lord, I don't want to go out there and work on that slab. It's hot out there and it's dirty out there. You know, but let me tell you, we worked and several people come and helped us this week. And I'm sitting there looking at John. John come out there, and boy, we had dirt going everywhere. I mean, we was hauling. We hauled no telling how many yards of dirt. We put up that slab and all, and at the end, we'll show you some pictures of it. Some of you might have saw them before. I told Dave we'd run through these before we started, but I didn't. I forgot it. But show you a little bit about what we've done out there. But hopefully, Wednesday, we're going to pour that slab. But go south down the desert road that leads to Jerusalem to Gaza. So he did, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the queen of Ethiopia.
I mean, this guy has a great influence in his country. He's not just a normal man. He's a man of great power and authority. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship. And he was now returning, seated in his carriage. He was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, now then, a while ago we had an angel talking to him. Now the Holy Spirit's talking to him. Who can talk to you? Ooh, can God do this several different ways? Ooh, yes He can. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk along beside the carriage. You know, Philip didn't argue. He just went over there. Now, that's what you and me need to do when the Lord speaks to us. Just obey Him. And you know what He will do if we obey Him when He talks to us? You know, He'll get to where He'll talk to you more often. You know why some of you He don't talk to? Because He talked to you once or twice or three times or 10 times and you never did obey. So He said, okay, that's it. Until you obey what I told you before. I ain't talking to you no more. You just cut yourself off from God. Lord, You told me to walk in love. He said, and that's exactly what I meant. If you do, then I'll talk to you again. But if you don't do what I say, I ain't going to talk to you no more. You know He can do that? Sure. So go over and walk along beside the carriage. Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. So he asked, do you understand what you're reading? You know what? This guy's just like us. The man replied, how can I when there is no one to instruct me? See, he didn't have the Holy Spirit to instruct him like we have today. We can read the Word. We have the Holy Spirit. And he begged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. So he went up there. The passage of Scripture he had been reading was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. And as a lamb is silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. Now, if you read that, you think, wow, that don't make sense to me either. Okay? The eunuch asked Philip, was Isaiah talking about himself or someone else? So Philip began with this same scripture and then used many others to tell him the good news about Jesus.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.